Barrack Meehan joining us from Bangor Wine and Cheese. Talk about the good things to eat and the good things to drink. A store I have been in quite a bit lately and might even be by again tomorrow. Welcome in, Eric.
Hey, Bruce. I wanted you to know, I knew how much you loved Seven Dust, so I said to Carrie, I'm like, you make sure you play something good from Seven Dust.
You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome. I'm not sure that may be the first time I've heard anything by them, but it sounded good.
Well, it won't be the last, I'm sure. I told Rich that is the perfect soundtrack, because, of course, he's doing his conferences, and I said, you might need a little heavy metal at the end of that, just to work out the kinks.
One of my favorite moments as a folk singer was a bunch of us sitting around one night late, and Pat Donahue, the incredibly skilled guitarist who for years was played on Prairie Home Companion, lit into these incredible heavy metal licks, and then there were like 25 folkies, and the next thing you knew, we're all playing Smoke on the Water. So it was, if you scratch us, you'll find a heavy metal fan underneath.
Oh, sure. I mean, hey, I've always been fascinated by the concept, and this goes for wine too or anything else, that people are like, no, I only do this, I only drink Chardonnay, I only listen to flat picking. Like, really?
Yeah,
only? That's a shame.
It is. And a particular reason I'm so glad we're going to talk about this today is my son Zachary, who has some sommelier training and likes good wine, said to me that he was flummoxed about what would the best red to be with turkey and all these different things. I said, just tune in, because Eric will tell us everything. And if not, I'll send you the link. So he's down there in Albany. So we're ready.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, so this is our annual Thanksgiving/Thanks pairing, where we talk about giving and pairing, which are two things that seem to stress everybody out, especially at this time of year. Though the gatherings may be somewhat abbreviated, they're still, a source of consternation to some folks. And unfortunately, some folks have, decided after 2020, it really doesn't matter. It couldn't get much crazier, so they have maybe a slightly better attitude this year, which is good. But I'd like to start this one off with a quote from Eric Asimov, who is the great New York Times wine writer. And he says, you will be anxious before the holiday. The holiday always goes beautifully. Point being, don't stress, but you're gonna anyway, and that effort that the stress breeds will make everything go beautifully. So just try to relax, and if you can't, it's okay. And that extends, by the way, not just to that, it extends to giving, which is essentially what you're doing either when you're pairing a wine with a meal for folks, or you're actually just giving a gift, is that you're trying to do something nice. So just by that effort, it's going to be better than you think. People love it when you actually show them that you care. So another thing I always like to talk about right off the bat in this is price. I always like to tell people you don't have to spend a lot, but you probably have to spend more than you think.
Yeah.
Wine, like anything else, has gone up in price. Hopefully, with the new administration coming in the new year, the tariff situation will be lessened or gone on a lot of our favorite wines. But it's important to remember that there are certain things beyond merely the fact that I need to pay my bills that may be influencing the prices of some of your favorite bottles. And just understand that when you come in. And it's just what it is, right? We have done some deep buying this year, particularly here at Bangor Wine, to curtail some of the hits. But it's just a thing. It's industry wide, so just be understanding of that, because it's a thing. So we'll start with dining. These are tips on dining and how to pair. I say don't pair to bird. Do pair to beef. Pair to side. Are you thinking savory or sweet? So if you're doing a turkey, don't worry about the turkey. Everything goes with turkey. Really, everything goes with turkey. Sort of a blank slate. But if you're someone like me who's going to dive deep into like the green bean casserole, the stuffing, the savory things, you might want maybe a white that has a little sweetness to it, something like that. If you're if you're going for sweeter things already, your sweet potato pie, things like that, you may want a lighter red, something like that. Or bubbles are always great. I mean, bubbles just go with everything, so that's something to consider.
Can you do rosé with turkey?
You can do anything with turkey.
All right, I love it.
Anything with turkey.
Permission.
And rosés are great choices as well, because they really are very versatile by and large. So I'm a huge rosé fan, always have been, and rosé bubbles are just the king of kings.
Mm.
Another admonishment to folks, buy enough, right? And I say, so what if you've got an extra bottle or two? You'll use them eventually, but running out of wine, that's gauche. Don't do that. Buy an extra bottle. And if price is a consideration, then, buy two lesser expensive bottles as opposed to, because we have really good bottles in all the price ranges available. Third thing, don't be afraid to buy wine that people haven't heard of, but do buy wine that you like, that you truly feel others will like too. Nothing to ruminate over unless you know that your crowd will like that. If you know your crowd well and everybody will be like, But otherwise, go for pleasers, right? Pleasers. Also, give people options. Red, white, sure, maybe some rosé bubbles. Don't just assume that your palate is the palate. And that's a nice thing. Even if you just are doing a small gathering, again, options are nice. And we have, some different bottle options in case you're looking for maybe a half bottle of champagne or something like that. We have that. And then lastly, try and buy wine that will taste good, even out of whatever glassware you desperately dug out of the dusty back corner of your cupboard, spit in, wiped out, put that your Aunt Phyllis's spot because she's never gotten over the nasty kisses she used to give you as a kid. Whatever you're going to put out there, and it may be not your choice stemware, that's okay. But then maybe if you're going to be using mason jars, don't go for like the Premier Cru Burgundy. Just a thought. I mean, you can, but I don't think it would taste nearly as good. So those are some basic dining things, right? Drink what you like. Try to give people things, that they'll like. Don't stress too much about deep dives, unless, like I said, you know your crowd well. Mr. Haskell, may I have a time check, sir?
You've got about, just over 3 minutes.
Okay. So this is, I'd like to move on to giving, right? And I love it when people give wine. I think it's a wonderful thing. So I always say, give a wine you like and do so proudly. Right? Don't only give wine you like if you know it's the wrong call, though. Like, if it's something that you really like, but it's an esoteric, weird thing, and you're just trying to, do a Secret Santa, reconsider. Again, unless you really know your target audience. Number two, don't worry so much about gift bags. Whip that bottle out and present it proudly. My old boss from France was always like, why are Americans so worried about the package? Why don't they worry about the bottle? But he had a lot to learn about Americans. This is an important one. If you are giving with the intent of sharing, be straight about it. Say you brought this because you just had to share with a person right this second, and do it, or don't. Don't give it to them and say, I really hope we get to that bottle. Like, be proactive and proud and upfront about it, and that way you get to drink it, they get to drink it, and everybody sort of understands the deal. Or give it and then drink what they're already serving. But don't be coy about it, because no one needs that. Also, price is important, as in just be honest about what you want to spend. Don't feel like $40 is the starting point for a good gift. It doesn't have to be. What you're comfortable with is what we want to hear. And also, and I cannot stress this enough, just because someone is the CEO of a company, or won a Nobel Prize, or one time met the rich Kimball, doesn't mean that they have a good palate or are accustomed to drinking high-quality booze. Relax. Trust your wine merchant. We won't let you look like a putz unless you make us angry.
Well, you have done it for me many times, giving me the right suggestion.
That's what we try to do. So those are my tips on pairing and giving wine. I cannot encourage you to do so enough. It's a wonderful way of showing your love and your respect for people. And we will help you do it. We're happy to. Don't be afraid. And always just ask.
Well, Eric, we appreciate it. I always appreciate coming into your store and the great service we get. You and Christine and the kids have a great holiday, and Rich will be talking to you next week.
Very good, gentlemen. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and to everybody else. Cheers.
Eric Meehan from Bangor Wine and Cheese, one of the really wonderful stores we have here in Bangor. And then, as he said, they're very knowledgeable. They're not going to try and oversell you or hype you up or tell you you need to buy this 45-year-old Saint-Emilion that will turn into vinegar as soon as you open it. They will always guide you in the right way. I try and get all my wine there, and I like wine.